Welcome, everyone. This is Dan DeMay in Sarasota, Florida. Thanks for joining us. It's a Thursday night Global Partners Network training call series. Glad you're with us tonight. And it's going to be a great call. We've got a returning featured guest speaker tonight going to be sharing some thoughts with us about the position of the business today and how you can take full advantage of it. Team Elite Executive John Sexsmith is our featured guest speaker. I know we have new listeners on the line, so let me explain a little bit about John's background, because I think it's real important for you to understand John's historical perspective in the business so that you can get a true understanding for where he stands as he looks across the horizon into what's likely coming our way into the future. John and his wife Giselle, well, they've been with the business some 32 years, and they've made more than $20 million for their efforts with this business. They're the authors of Networking, the Natural Extension of You, which you really need to pick up at iTunes or Amazon.com. Fantastic read or audio, depending upon your preference as to the nature of this industry and how you can best participate. And they certainly are coaches and mentors and trainers to so many of us around the world, and most importantly for Cindy and me, very good friends of ours. But it's our feature tonight to spend some time with John Sexsmith. And I can't wait to hear what he has to share with us, because, as always, I am sure it's going to be a phenomenal call. So welcome to the call, Team Elite Executive John Sexsmith. John, welcome.
Hey, thank you, Dan. Yeah, it's going to be exciting, because I am excited.
So I know you are. It's fantastic.
It really is. It really is. I just want to talk about the concept of building a business. You know, and I don't want to tell my age tonight, because I really feel super young. But every business startup I've been engaged in, involved in for the last 50-plus years, when you see people, and I observe people starting, me too, whenever I started anything, people, they've got excitement that doesn't stop. It doesn't matter if they're setting up a hot dog stand or they're starting a tech company. Whatever they are, the mindset of a startup entrepreneur is absolute, pure, raw excitement, burning desire, and you can't stop it. So this is a conversation about what's going on in the world today, because times are changing. And factually, they're changing at a pace I've never seen in my lifetime so far. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And I think the question that we all face is exactly the same. How do we create a quality of life for ourselves and for our families? How do we do that in this time of tremendous change, upheavals that are, amazing? Ralph Waldo Emerson, one of his quotes, he said, "The desire for gold is not the desire for gold. It is the means of freedom and benefit." And you know what? I agree with that, because the desire for making money is not the desire for making money. It is simply the means of freedom and benefit. And that's why people get so darn excited about a startup. You all know about the Lumi Spa. It's a super high energy story. It is, in fact, a sponsoring story, and sponsoring stories generate volumes. However, the person telling it, And listen to me very carefully on this, the story makes them dynamic. They become dynamic because they tell the story. It's not that you have to be a dynamic person, charismatic person. You have to be, a Steve Jobs or whatever to be successful. It's the story that you tell that makes you dynamic. And shoot holes in this if you can. You might have heard this very, very old story. It illustrates the difference between, the magic and the mystery. The magic and the mystery is pretty darn interesting. Many, many years ago, there was two salesmen that were sent by a British shoe manufacturer to Africa to investigate and report back on the market potential. Think about that. The first guy goes back and he says, "There's no potential here. Nobody wears shoes." The second guy came back and said, "There's massive potential here. Nobody wears shoes." Exactly the same. It's really the magic and the mystery of how people look at life and look at business. The mystery is, to me, is why people don't learn the story. It is a great story. It is an unbelievable story. The simple short story provides one of the greatest examples I've heard in my life of how the one I just mentioned, is how a single situation is viewed in two completely different ways. People can look at what we're talking about with Lumi Spa. They can look at it from a negative perspective, I'll wait and see, or they can look at it from a positive. There's another cute story, and this is kind of about looking at things from two different, the magic and a mystery type of deal. A young man is looking for a girl and he's got this idea he's going to date somebody and wants to marry him. It's kind of a common occurrence, right? So he goes to a bar, and he notices a beautiful girl who is alone, and he approaches her, and he smiles, and she smiles, and, you know, the normal thing. He says hello and offers to buy her a drink, and she says yes, and this guy wants to appeal to her, and he starts telling a story, right? And he says to the girl, he says, you know, I'm from a wealthy family. She gets really interested. And to get some sympathy, he says, oh, I'm having a very hard time. My father's terminally ill. 2 weeks later, she marries the father. You know, the magic and the mystery. The magic is everybody can do our business by telling the story. The mystery, why doesn't everybody do it? And you're going to run into that as you talk to people about what's going on. Imagine yourself. Just take a moment and step back. You're dropped off in a foreign city. Let's say you're picked up and you could be dropped in any major city in any country in the world, and all you've got is a couple $100. And the only way you can get home is to make a lot of money in 7 days. Otherwise, you're stuck there with no money. Well, today is a time when businesses worldwide are struggling. And I think we can see this, even though the stock market is going up and some businesses are successful, but there isn't a business in the world that really understands how to totally deal with the changes that are occurring. We're very fortunate in the market we're in because the company recognizes the changes that are occurring, right? But an ambitious person with this good business sense can be dropped off in a foreign country and they can build a profitable business. It can start in a week. It seems magical. But how do they create a story that attracts interest? See, that's really the key. And there's one and only one way to measure a person's success. There's only one way to measure your success in this business. And what you want to ask yourself, and you may not have thought of this before, or probably you've thought of this before, but what percentage of the people remember you 72 hours later after you've told them a story? How do you accomplish it so somebody will remember you in 72 hours? That's what happens when a person is dropped off in another country. How do they tell a story so people remember them? The magic of telling a dynamic story is in the creating and nurturing mutually beneficial relationships. That's the magic. But it's just it isn't telling a story so I can get a bunch of gold. It's telling a story, creating and nurturing, so I create a mutually beneficial relationship where the other person sees what they get out of it too. You know, every business in the world is, in fact, simple. And I know I'll be challenged on that. I know people want to take the argument and say, what do you mean technology is complex? What I mean by simple, a business is simple, right, if the products or the service creates a satisfied consumer. That's the simplicity of it. Do I have a business where I've got people that are interested, that want the product, need the product, and will be satisfied using it? If I can do that, then I get a successful business. When that happens, it seems like it's magical. You know, iPhones, for example. It's just like, my gosh, look at the size of that company. And look how many people buy the 7 and they're looking forward to the iPhone 8 and so on and so forth. And there's so many stories out there, but no business, I don't care whether it's Apple or whether it was Microsoft or Exxon or any of these businesses, no business is easy. Otherwise, everybody's going to do it and everybody would be successful. One of the things that, and I'm just going through this because, and I've talked to so many people in the last week, nothing happens overnight. No, it doesn't. But having a terrific story that cultivates the positive relationships, it leads to success. And the potential returns are amazing. There's an old story about Apple, so I'm sure you've heard about it. Not the Apple company, but apples themselves, right? And the interesting thing about apples is, you know, you have a seed. When you have a seed, you start with one seed, and you plant that one seed. What happens in the first year? Nothing. I'm not telling you that nothing's going to happen in your business in the first year, because in the first day you can accomplish something. But think about a seed. What about the second year? Apples? Nothing. What about the third year? Nothing. But in the fourth year, the tree bears fruit. And it spreads seeds, and these seeds become an orchard. And those orchards create seeds, and they produce other orchards. And that's kind of a concept of how our business works. look, if we're perceived to be in the old market with an old story, if somebody comes to you and say, you're just another old MLM company, or you're just another, product salesperson, why should I buy yours? If somebody perceives you as something that's old, been there, done that, I've already got my stuff, then you have to fight and scratch and explain why we're better, and we have to explain our prices. We have to position ourselves in a factual and truthful manner that we are in front of or on the outside of an existing market that's being disrupted. The Lumi Spa is a device that is totally unique. There is nothing like it on Earth. The company has spent $20 million on it. It's totally different. It gets visual results. You can do a demo and a half face in a minute. Those results are emotional. And it connects people to a daily use of the gels of the product. And there's five different ones according to a person's skin condition. The company is also employing the social media strategy, and it's in sync with the modern era. I mean, the truth of it is, if you look at we're driving in the car today, and Giselle keeps commenting, look at that person texting, look at that person with an iPhone, look at that person with a phone in your ear. I mean, everybody's on the smartphones today. So we got to be in tune with what's happening in terms of, the business worldwide. People are used to just picking up the phone and ordering direct. They're used to calling Uber and saying, look, I need you to pick me up here or there. They're used to using online services of all different types. The magic that I'm talking about in building your business is it's an unbelievably rewarding experience because you're creating your own destiny by your choice of what you do in the next 24 hours. What you do in terms of telling a pre-marketing story, i.e. the Lumi Spa. You're offering the benefits of both financial opportunity, but you're also offering the benefits of the innovations that Lumi Spa offers. It keeps me awake at night. I mean, I woke up at 3:00 in the morning. I was thinking about this up because this is the marketing revolution. This market is being disrupted by new knowledge, new information. It's a new device. It's got consumables. So understand this. Understand this point. The market will not disappear. The market is not going to disappear. Cleansing, treatment, the skin health market, it's not going to disappear. But the thread that moves you and I along is purely economic. So the dynamic incentive plan that's offered by Nu Skin is part of that thread because people want to engage so they can, quote unquote, have the goal so they can have the freedom and the benefits. Lumi Spa creates a new opportunity. It truly does. There's no geographic barriers to your expansion. There's no barriers to your potential success. It's a ride of a lifetime. And if it sounds like hype, personally, I don't buy into hype. You guys can talk to Dan and Cindy and they will confirm. I'm just a down-to-earth, factual, good old Canadian boy, that barely got out of high school, dyslexic, but I had to earn my way in life. It's not hype. It's based on the experience of actual products. And if we look through history, and I want to share this with you. The number one seller for many, many, many years on a per unit basis, consistently, year after year, most people can never tell me what it is. I hear all kinds of things from the catalog, but the number one seller unit by unit basis from year after year after generation of distributor after generation of distributor, guess what it was? Cleansing lotion. What is a Lumi Spa? Cleansing and treatment. So over the course of years, the distributor force turns over. That's natural in every business, employees turn over, et cetera. So I'm not saying anything that should cause you pause, but, people, look, they live and they die, and, they move on. There could be many things. But what happened with cleansing lotion, it wasn't only one generation of individual distributors. It was generations of distributors making the exact same buying decision. That was, buy cleansing lotion because it was so good, right? Of course, you're going to hear noise. Of course, you're going to hear distractions. You're going to hear people preaching from their pedestals, and you're going to hear people, well, don't take a risk. You got to be careful. You're going to hear armchair experts, and I'm just talking to you guys as just like I would talk to my own son. And by the way, I just had this conversation with one of my sons last week. I said, you're going to hear of all people who've never built a business, our business, and they want to kick you when you're down. And they want to sell you their stuff. They want to say, look, you need this. You're flawed. You have character flaws. You really don't understand. You've got to improve yourself. And they're going to try to sell you books and stuff. They're going to tell you what to do. The mystery is, Why would anybody come along to an entrepreneur, a business person, and reject and belittle them? You know, it for me, I've never understood that. You know, I kind of say, hey, it might be jealousy, it might be arrogance, it might be stupidity. I don't care what it is. People can say whatever they like. They have that right. The fact is, they just don't get it. They miss the timing of opportunities. They miss the timings of business. It's easier to criticize than to create. What my perspective is, and Dan and Cindy totally agree with this, let's be creative. So it falls on you and your shoulders to have an open and honest dialogue in order to understand the actions necessary to achieve your goals, which gives you then, of course, what the real thing is, your freedom and benefits. LumiSpa Innovation, along with those consumables, those five different gels, are fantastic. You know, but coming with new innovations, guess what? Failure is part and parcel of growth. I don't care what business you're in. You're going to have your ups and your downs. We have 8 months to pre-market. It's October when they're going to launch this stuff. 500,000 units are going to be out there. There's no shortcuts. You know, it's going to take some stamina. We can provide the guidance. We can provide the experience and the knowledge of the business. And you have the ability to consult mentors. You know, and when somebody's a startup mentality, they realize that excellence is not a skill. They realize excellence is nothing more than a great attitude. You know, you have the opportunity to talk to people who have actually walked the walk and made the money, and they're going to encourage you, and they're going to answer your questions, and they're going to multiply your effectiveness. I love the Henry Ford story. What a success that was. What about magic and mystery? How does success occur? Is there something we can learn from his example? You know, how to achieve our personal goals of freedom and benefits? Henry Ford, his whole goal was he was going to provide an affordable mode of transportation to the masses. And guess what? He did it. He created the assembly line, etc. So there's good news here. You know, in terms of the magic, we don't have to come up with the next generation of product or next innovation or next great idea in personal transportation or social media or life sciences. We don't have to be a scientist or a specialist. You know, I think that's magical. And I think you'll agree, information has power. The story has power. So what do we know for sure? You know, and if I were to ask you, what is one word that describes a successful person? You might say things like, you got to be a dreamer. You got to have goals. You got to have a burning desire. You have to have a positive attitude. You got to have to stick to it. You got to be persistent. You have to be focused, you know. And these are all correct. But the one word that is actually more important than all the other words happens to be predictability. People. Me, you listening to me, we want to know with certainty, with confidence, that something is going to happen. Is LumiSpa really going to be launched at the October convention? Yes, for sure. They're gearing up for 500,000 units, and the people who will go there, a letter of intent and above, are the ones that can get it. You know, entrepreneurs are risk takers. The people who start businesses, they're so darn excited, but they take risks. They'll work 16, 18, 20 hours a day. You know, they'll go without pay. But all of those entrepreneurs want predictability, even in this, you know, real estate investments, you know, and you can put yourself in a position of predictability by saying, what if you knew what was going to happen in your community with real estate? What if you absolutely knew? You do whatever it takes, you know, to get engaged in some real estate opportunity. What if you could predict the next real estate boom? You know, or what if you could predict the next stock market rally? If you could have predicted what would happen with Microsoft or Apple, maybe you're too young to have been at that time, but I wasn't. I looked at this stuff, and somebody came by and talked to me about Microsoft and Apple and buy stocks, and I went, nah, I don't even have an email. Why would I want to get engaged in that kind of stuff? If I would have had the confidence that what they were going to do was predictable, oh my gosh, I would have mortgaged my house. I would have sold my house. I would have done anything to raise money to invest, but I didn't know. So the reality is nobody has a crystal ball. I don't, you know, and there are no guarantees. We don't quote unquote know with absolute certainty we're going to be here tomorrow. It's predictable that we will be, but we don't know. It's predictable. LumiSpa is a hit. Truman Hunt told us, sitting in his office, they expect to sell tens of millions of them. And I agree. There are no guarantees in real estate. There's no guarantees in the stock market. There's no guarantees in any business. But there is predictability based on information that is accurate and reliable. So in the context of pre-marketing over the next 8 months, or the context of pre-positioning in advance of something that big is going on, what is going to happen? If you knew with certainty before the world found out about it, think again, Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, did they have a crystal ball? Nope. But in their minds, it was predictable what people wanted and needed. Did they have information? Sure they did. And that empowered them to predict with certainty and confidence what was probably going to occur. And those individuals, and I refer to them because they're so wildly successful, they definitely took risks. They took a stand. They were self-reliant. They stood on their own 2 feet. They had a vision. They were excited. You couldn't slow them down. They had a goal, and they took unbelievable, massive action. What they had was information before the world had information, and that gave them the ability to say, this is predictable. The information they had allowed them to predict what would happen in the future with a great deal of confidence. And so they just put their heads down, they focused, you know, they put their blinders on, they took action, and they achieved unbelievable success. What gave us the confidence in the company many, many years ago is that we could predict growth. And as a result, we made the sacrifices in terms of time to take the action to position before something called momentum, which is massive growth, was going to occur. You have the ability tonight to pre-market. And we had the ability on more than one occasion with new companies to with new countries where the company expanded into, to pre-market. And we were able to participate when something went from small, that market went from small to big. There's a lot of entrepreneurs in history who took risks on information. Some won, some lost. You know, that's life. The one thing that a person wants more than anything else is predictability. And so for me, this is predictable. I've met so many people that they truly and really, really have this desire to have freedom and deliver something valuable to the world. But unfortunately, they're stuck trading their time for money. Today, we have the wind at our back, and people can start part-time. They can do this a couple hours a week. You know, we have the wind in our backs in terms of offering opportunity to people. Today, people, without question, are having difficulty finding a way to create income. You know, I read something some time ago where it said the average person, in case of emergency, if they had to come up with $400, they couldn't even do it. I was kind of like, that shocked me. I was like, what? You know, even the millennials, they're having a challenge to provide a lifestyle that they were born into. You can see these guys staying at home, you know, and living with their parents and all that kind of stuff. That's not the way I grew up. The company has gone from small to big in country after country, and they have business cycles. They go up, they might take a dip, but they do something, and they go again, they go in another business cycle, small to big. Everything they've done is predictable. There's no such thing as absolute certainties and guarantees, but we had certainty in the past because of the predictability that the company in 88 could go from 50 million to 500 million, and we took the risk. And we put our energy into it, pre-marketed, and man, it worked. We agreed future growth was predictable. Do you agree that the future growth of this company with the Lumi spot of $125 to $150, $30 a month, you know, consumables? Wow. I'm so pumped up and excited about this. I'm driving down. We're meeting with Ryan Napierski, the president of the company. Truman is going to be there, a variety of others. We're meeting with him tomorrow again because we're so excited. We want to see what else can we learn here. And that's great. Leadership is what's required of this business. What I mean by that is the ability to tell a story and duplicate it. The magic and the mystery of being a leader in this business is the magic is pretty much everybody can do it. It's just telling a dynamic story. You don't even have to be dynamic to tell the story. The potential is there. So the magic is people can do it. For me, the mystery is, why don't you? You know, why do people just sort of follow along and live a mediocre, kind of a smoking train wreck of an existence and getting by? Yeah, that's a mystery to me. When the magic is that anybody can get out of their comfort zone, right, and be responsible for their own life and their own business. And this is truly, truly one of the most, and I hate to say opportunities of a lifetime because too many people talk like that, but no hype, based on fact, based on experience, based on what people have actually purchased, based on what the company did overall with Galvanic Spa. At $300 price point, $300, they sold over 10 million of them. So when I look at this and see the benefits that you can actually demonstrate in a minute on one half of the face, anybody can do this, and I start to think about predictability. How many women take their makeup off at night? All of them that wear makeup, probably. I know my wife does. You know, it's terrible if she gets home too late or if she forgets to do it. And the truth is, I don't think she's ever forgot to do it. Yeah, one time I remember. But how many women are going to want this Lumi Spa? Just to remove makeup at night, cleansing, cleansing, cleansing. It'll be faster, simpler. There won't be so many steps to go through. It'll be in the shower. Men and women use it. Battery's rechargeable. It lasts up to 3 weeks. You can drop the darn thing in the shower. It's not going to break. It's just like, this is a totally unique $20 million investment to date to bring us a device with consumables for all types of skin. It's demonstrable, it's totally unique, it's visual in terms of results, it's highly emotional, and it has a consumable linked into it. So Dan, I am pumped up, and I'm truly, truly, genuinely excited about what the company has done and where this business can go over the next couple of years. And my advice to people is, understand it, you know, kick the tires, shoot holes in the story. Find something wrong with it on purpose. See if you can. If you can find something that's truly, truly wrong and you can show me it will work, guess what? I won't do it. I've put this challenge out for a while now. Not a single person comes back and say, what about that? What about that? Everybody is pumped up. So, Dan, I'm done.
John, Cindy and I are pumped up too, and we understand fully well why you are as well. And you said so many things tonight that are worth putting an exclamation point on, but I want to cover a couple if I could, please. First and foremost, sure. You're absolutely right. I can validate for the audience. You're a factual guy. I'm very much the same way as a lawyer. That's the way I'm trained to be. So hype really isn't part of my vocabulary or my personality. So when I look at something like this, and you've explained it very well tonight, and we've had some other chats privately where you've explained it even further. When I look at something like this, I'm thoroughly excited because of the opportunity is immense. And when I look at this and factually compare it to historical precedent that this company has set already with regard to Galvanic, with regard to the cleansing lotion, things of that nature, there's no reason not to be excited or enthusiastic at the very least. So I certainly can validate that as well. But let me ask you one question, because you've mentioned several times during the course of the call that it's important to pre-market and position. What one or two tips can you give the audience tonight to do in order to take a practical advantage of that? What do they need to do right now, tonight, to start to pre-market and to position themselves for this major launch in October?
That's a great question, Dan, because what I had to do in 1985 when I saw what this business potentially could offer in terms of freedom and benefits, I heard a story that my friend told me. And he got me so excited that I was in Canada on business, and I flew home. I cut my trip short, and I called my wife and said, I'm coming home 2 weeks early, then planned, changed my tickets. She said, oh, great. Why, you know, she didn't say, oh, great, like I just said. She was so excited because, you know, we have a great, unbelievable relationship, 5 kids and so on and so forth. So she was fantastically excited to see me. But she said, oh, great, great, what happened? Why? And I said, I'm going to go meet my friend in Miami. He just told me the story, and I really, really think that we can become millionaires. And she said, oh, great, another business deal. She drove to Miami. I flew into Miami, picked me up. And guess what, Dan? I couldn't tell the story. I heard it. It got me excited, but I couldn't tell it. Today, we have the presentation that you did. You did a masterful presentation on Lumi Spa. And so all you got to do is be able to show it to people, but you need to be able to set it up. What I did in 85 is I asked my friend who told me the story. I said, look, I can't tell the story. I don't know the facts. I don't know the information. Could you please talk to some of my very good entrepreneurial friends who also want to make a lot of money? He said, sure. I went to the office, his office. I had a yellow pad, and he talked, and I took a note. And I wrote as fast as I could, but I left spaces. He did it to the second person, the third person. By the time he did it 3 times, and I had extensive notes, the best I could tell the story. I never needed to tell the story again. So to your point, Dan, what do they need to do? They need to learn how to set this story up. It's done online, so you can do it all over the world. There's no geographic or time zone limitations. How do you set it up? And what I'm saying to people is this. What if there was a way to absolutely, you know, have the gold, to have the freedom, to have the money? Please kick holes in this. And I'm telling people straight out, shoot me down. Tell me what's wrong. I need your opinion. Really show you. We'll watch this together. It's a very short presentation. And then so you learn how to set it up. So you create that curiosity and interest, and then have them watch the presentation, the Lumi's presentation. And you know what? We'll change this as time goes on. Maybe you, listening to us today and I tonight, maybe you'll find something that you say, oh, this needs to be in the presentation, or this needs to be deleted. And you know what? And we're open to working with you and making the necessary changes. So this story becomes even more dynamic. And I think that's the key. The story makes you dynamic. But what you need to do is set it up and say, hey, I got something here. Share your opinion with me. I sat down, in the last couple of weeks, probably 10 different folks at my house, and I said, please, just take a moment. Help me out with this. Have a look at this presentation. I'll go through it. I won't waste your time. I'm not trying to sell you. I'm not trying to involve you. I'm not trying to engage you. I just need factual feedback. And we went through it. One guy sat there and he said, well, I have a question. The next slide, cover it. And then I said, oh, I have this question. The next slide, cover it. And then this one. The next slide, cover it. It was hysterical. And at the end of it, he says, no, you got it. This is really exciting. He didn't do anything, but that's beside the point. At least I got him through it. It's the number of times you can present. So you start to think in terms of October and how many people will you have there in October with you that are LOI or above in order to buy the Lumi Spa. There's only 500,000 available. I believe they'll all sell out in a couple hours. Does that make sense, Dan?
Perfect sense. Perfect sense. We have our marching orders. Time to create the largest possible network in history just so you can take full advantage in October. Excellent. You know what, John? You spent some great time with us tonight. I can't thank you enough. I know there's more to the story. You gave us a teaser about halfway through. You said that you're meeting with the president of the company tomorrow along with the CEO. Can't wait to hear about that. It's going to be a fantastic update, news hot off the press. And in the meantime, folks, next Thursday, February 9 at 8 p.m. Eastern, we've got a featured guest speaker, Tyler Whitehead, the president of the New Skin Americas region, will be our featured guest speaker next Thursday. So stay tuned to the calendar of GPN World and certainly the GPN Facebook page for events that are happening. Everything is happening very, very quickly. Now is the time to be engaged, fully engaged, to take advantage of everything that is available to you. It's been a great evening. Team Elite Executive John Sexsmith, thank you so much for spending time with us. Thanks to all of our listeners. We'll talk with everyone in about a week's time. Good night, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.